A very warm welcome to the Early Retirement Show, the show dedicated to helping you navigate the nuances of an early retirement, a non-traditional retirement. Now let's get right into the episode so we can learn how to retire early. Welcome back to the Early Retirement Podcast, and I want to start by saying, yes, you can work too long. Now, it's not going to hurt you financially, but I would argue it does something much greater, where it doesn't help you optimize your life. And so today's episode is a very fun one, a very important one, as I see it, which is how do you make sure that you do not overwork? Which, once again, I know that sounds weird. So this is what we're going to be talking about today. Once again, please keep submitting your questions. I love getting those questions on my website, earlyretirementpodcast.com. I will look to answer those in a future episode. I do reply to all of them. And please, please, please keep going and submitting those questions. And let me know if you want a custom strategy. Once again, this is what I do. I love helping people go through the process to understand when they are in a position to optimize their investments, their taxes, their estate plan, all of that good stuff. That is what we do. And without further ado, let's hop right in. And I always want to start by saying, big picture, when it comes to retirement, what is your dream retirement? Not just, okay, we have food on the table and yes, we're paying for gas. And yeah, that's what we want. We certainly want to meet our core expenses, but what would really excite you in retirement? Sometimes retirement can be a topic that can feel very intimidating for a good reason oftentimes, but also we don't focus on the fun of it, in my opinion, as often as we need to, which is we're talking about creating your dream retirement here. So this should be fun. Everything I talk about are the strategies to make sure that you can start dreaming and dreaming with realistic expectations. So here's one I like to start. I'm going to start by explaining that sometimes as an advisor, I know that it's going to sound very weird to a client, but I will advise that they stop working, which yes, that hurts them financially, but the end goal is not to have as much money as possible. It's about saying, when are you in a position when you are really happy with the understanding that you can accomplish your goals, not have to worry? And for example, if you have plenty of money in the sense that, hey, I understand exactly what I want to spend. I went through a planning process. I understand that if I want to be able to spend, call it $5,000 a month, and I have my $1.5, $2 million. If that is you and you're hearing this, well, I may advise stopping work. In fact, if you have less than that, I still may advise stopping work because if that is impacting your health in a negative way, well, the impact of that can be much greater than you may imagine. I've had the what I would call truly the honor of speaking with so many different clients and understanding where they took value from, well, I didn't even understand that I was putting off all of these things and I really should have retired earlier. And then I also had clients tell me, well, I should have worked a few more years so I could spend what it is that I really wanted to in retirement and not feel that I had to be stingy about it. So what I would say is it's going to completely depend. You're going to have a ton of clarity after this episode. So number one is how do we make sure we don't outlive our money? Most concerns surround ensuring you don't outlive your money, but we don't want to just stop there. Oftentimes having a strategy in place can tell you this, but what about the experiences along the way? How can you make sure you don't work too long and sacrifice what's ultimately most important to you today? The last thing I want is for you to have a financial plan explaining you no longer need to keep working. You can keep working if you want to, but you don't need to, and you just don't know it, so therefore you keep working. Because that's going to negatively impact your health. You're going to lose time with family. You're not going to be able to travel. You're not going to be able to optimize your retirement. So that's what we're thinking of. The other quote that I want to say here, which I'm taking from another podcast of my partners, which you may be well aware of, James Knoll, which is, we have two lives and the second begins when we realize we only have one. So why do we do financial planning? We do financial planning to support the lifestyle that we really want to live. And so this can be something where oftentimes advice is going to feel weird because we will say as planners, hey, you're in a good position. You can stop working. We will also tell clients, hey, if you want to spend exactly what you're telling me, wonderful, but it does mean a few more years of work may be required. It's not money that any of us care about. It's what it can create for us. So your financial plan, quite simply, should be rooted in what a successful life looks like to you. I'm going to repeat that. Your financial plan should be rooted in what a successful life looks like to you, which is very different than your neighbor, than your best friend, really, than even sometimes your spouse, which I know sounds very odd, but many times, I would say oftentimes, spouses have different retirement goals, and that is okay. It's really about having a conversation to understand that both of those goals are being met, and how do we align our finances to support that. The questions to ask ourselves is, should I keep working? Should I keep saving? Am I sacrificing some of the best times of my life right now unnecessarily because of a lack of a financial plan? So let's assume that you have $2 million in your investment portfolio and you're following the 4% rule. Well, traditional investments begin by using the 4% rule, and you can be reasonably assured if you follow that, it will last for 30 plus years, meaning you'll have 30 plus years of income. If we apply this rule to the $2 million portfolio, that's $80,000 a year that can be created when reviewing this framework. An alternative approach is if you adjust your investment strategy and follow certain guidelines, there's reason to believe you can spend more like 5.2 to 6% and be reasonably assured that you'll have income for 40 plus years. Now, reasonably assured doesn't give ultra confidence, I get that, but what it does is it allows the framework for you to start thinking about how do you start even considering what makes most sense. And we use this as a starting spot, but then we get really customized to understand, okay, what does make most sense for your situation? So assuming we go with this example of between that 5.2 to 6%, this is assuming that if you are invested appropriately and you have $2 million, that you can generate about $110,000 per year. So I'm going to assume $100,000 just for the simplicity of this. So if that is the case, well, we need $100,000 per year to come from our portfolio. Well, are there other income sources that are going to help? Because if you want to retire early, then there are so many considerations here. Social Security, is there a pension? Is there rental income? Is there part-time income? But if we are just looking at our portfolio, going, we have $2 million and $100,000, that's really the bulk of what's coming from the portfolio that we can be rest assured we can live off of, then wonderful. That's what we're planning on. Is that a number that excites you throughout retirement? That's the first question. If you go, yes, that meets my needs and then some, well, the argument is, can we retire right now? Because if we're looking at the finances of it, we want to understand, okay, is that in an IRA? Is it in a Roth IRA? Is it, you know, are we going to be paying taxes to then live off these $100,000? So do we need to generate more than that? So all of these considerations, getting into the nuances of it, are very important. But high level, if you have enough to meet your living expenses from your portfolio today, you may want to consider retiring because you don't have to work. Now, if you go, Ari, I'm not anywhere near that number or my dream number, what I often tell people when they ask me, do I need $1 million or $2 million or $5 million to retire, is no. There's no dollar amount that you need. You need to replace your income. And if that's coming fully from a pension, well, then you don't need a dollar in your investment portfolio. Now, the question is that pension adjusted for inflation? So all of these considerations talk to one another. But if you take anything from this episode, and it's going to be a shorter one than usual, I want you to start thinking about when you can stop working, when working truly becomes optional. A few other considerations to start thinking about. Do you have a mortgage that will go away in the future? You may be able to spend more today if certain expenses are no longer here in retirement. So what is it that we really need to plan on? Number two, Social Security. When does it make sense to collect? Number three, taxes. What income amount is coming in so that you can pay taxes and maintain your desired standard of living? And then investment strategy. How are your investments allocated? Are you invested in the right way for your custom individual needs? The temptation, and this is common, is to do what's worked really well recently, but too often we only focus on that in the market, and the way you win in retirement is by not losing. Once again, the way that you win in retirement is by not losing. It's not about hitting home runs and hitting that next big stock. It's about saying, how can we preserve what we worked so hard for up until this point? So, final thing to think about is, to what extent do you need to keep saving so that you can retire and meet your goals? Can you save less than you're doing today? Can that increase cash flow? Can you say, you know what, I need to up my savings, even if that means doing a little bit less from fun perspective today? Well, if that allows you to meet your goals and retire a little earlier, you might look at that and go, hey, that's a trade-off I'm very happy with. So these are the thoughts I want you to start thinking about. If you are interested in going through our process to have a custom strategy, this is what we do here at Root. Once again, you can submit a question on my website, earlyretirementpodcast.com, and I'll look to answer it in a future episode. Thank you, and I'll see y'all next week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Early Retirement Show. If you have a question that you want answered in a future episode, you can always go to my website, earlyretirementpodcast.com. That's earlyretirementpodcast.com. And you can go ahead and submit a question that I'll look to answer in a future episode. Thank you all for listening. Please do rate it, review it, and share it with someone who you think would benefit from this information, if there's anyone out there that you know. I certainly appreciate it, and I will see you all each week. Hey guys, it's me again. Please be smart about this. Nothing in this podcast should be construed as financial, tax, or legal advice. Consult with your tax preparer or financial advisor before taking any action. This podcast is for informational purposes only.